Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back to another episode. So glad to be here with you all after a long weekend where I did some last minute travels and as a result, there was no episode yesterday. I would have forewarned you guys or prepared one ahead of time, but I ended up going to Lightning in a Bottle Festival last minute. Was not planning to go, but as soon as it arrived, the FOMO was way too real, fear of missing out. And so I went and did not get back in time to get in the studio. So hope you guys didn't miss me too terribly much, too badly, too awfully. Hopefully no one was in tears, crying, sobbing uncontrollably. I missed you guys. I'm happy to be here. And let's jump right in. I am going to share some things from my weekend that sort of inspired me what to talk about today. And before I jump into that, I have a review by Jay Sargis, and this is on iTunes. You guys know I love getting reviews on iTunes. Thanks to you guys. We are, it fuels my fire, helps us to reach a lot of new people on that platform. Of course, iTunes being the holy grail of all things podcasting. And it certainly fuels my fire when I hear feedback such as this review by Jay Sargis. They wrote, "Phenomenal. I stumbled across this podcast a few days ago and I cannot get enough. The insight the host has, the teachers Brandon cites, plays and interviews are all gurus with amazing insight. Give this podcast a chance and watch the change occur within yourself. Perfect soul coffee to start your morning. Thank you, good sir." Well, thank you, good sir or good ma'am, for taking the time to review. It definitely fuels my fire, as I mentioned, to continue this labor of love. And you also can review us on all the various podcast apps out there or find us on Google Play, on SoundCloud. Definitely appreciate that. Also, if you have questions, write them in through thepositivehead.com website or on our Facebook group, Positive Heads with an S. There are several thousand lovely listeners out there connecting, sharing, supporting one another. It's a beautiful thing to behold. And you can write questions in there as well, because I love getting your questions. It's a great way for you to help shape what I talk about. And you'll hear me do that fairly regularly if you're new to the show. But today, what I'm going to do, jumping right in, I'm going to share a couple of cool stories and insights from my weekend at Lightning in a Bottle, which was absolutely epic. Such an amazing event. And one of the things that was interesting, as you guys know, I always like to share synchronicities or find those tie-ins, connecting the dots with, you know, energetic ties to things. And so a former partner of mine, Bree, was at the festival, and I was hoping to run into her. We had talked a little bit beforehand, and we're going to try and connect, and it just didn't happen. She ran into a lot of my close friends, and we talked afterwards a little bit, but it just wasn't in the cards, wasn't meant. And so it was funny, though, you know, having the intention to meet up with this person, and of course, having the intention, but not being attached to any kind of results, right? That's the key thing. And what was funny about it, as soon as we were talking, and I was already at the festival and texting, and she was on her way, and instantly, right afterwards, I meet someone with the name Brianna and connect with them and talk to them a while. Hour or two later, same thing, another Brianna. Next day, I mean, literally throughout the event, I met so many Briannas, and it was so interesting to me because the one I had intended to meet, it never happened. We never crossed paths. It was a big event, like 25,000 people or something. But what happened on the very last day was I'm sitting there the very last morning, Monday morning, and hanging out with one of my very dear friend Shane, and we're talking to this girl walks up, like, what is it? It's like the fifth Brianna. And he instantly is very just like in sort of an emotional state talking to her. He's like, yeah, I just I sense like a connection to he has his own personal story with a Brianna that it was a brother. He found out that he never knew he had until later in life. And then he met this brother and found out the brother was sort of, you know, had a troubled path in life and had a daughter. And there was consideration for my friend to actually adopt this daughter. And he did not. And there's some level of, I think, guilt with that. And so here he is talking to this Brianna and sharing this very, you know, personal story and how, you know, how he feels. And did he let this person down, his niece, right? And so instead, here's this other Brianna in front of him. And he's, you know, she's definitely at a place where she's needing some counseling, some coaching in her life. And so it ended up being this just beautiful exchange for hours where he's sharing so much insight on how she can, you know, help sort of change the course that her life is on and to broaden her perspective on the ultimate nature of reality and how to get what you want and create what you want in this life. And then, of course, I spent a lot of time talking as well. It was sort of a tag team effort talking to her. And it was funny as I started walked away and we'd spent hours with this person and sort of, as she put it, sort of made her whole event and the whole reason for being there, she felt like, was to have this exchange. And I had to like smile and laugh to myself. I'm like, well, I ended up connecting with a lot of Briannas and one that was very, very meant. And, you know, not only for me, but of course, my very close friend had a tie-in with the same name that triggered the whole conversation starting with this person. So I thought that was really special and really magical. And I loved connecting the dots on that. Here I had set an intention and I pulled that energy in a different way, right? And that's the beautiful thing is when you have no attachment to any results, you can see the beauty come in another form, right? I always talk about that on the show. Whatever you seek in any way, shape, or form, you don't need to be attached to a particular person or event or thing to happen because it always comes in a way that you need. We all know the song, you can't always get what you want, but you'll get what you need. And you'll always get some level of what you're seeking in one way, shape, or form. It may not always appear as you want, but if you can trust that it's appearing in a way that is optimal for you and the other parties and that are involved, you can sort of relax about it needing to show up a certain way. Like there was no major disappointment because I didn't, you know, have the exchange or connection that I'd hoped to. It was completely fine. It really was. And instead, I saw reflections of that desire, though, appear in different ways and in ways that ultimately really helped, a young woman on her path to self-realization and understanding the ultimate nature of reality and how to create what she wants. So I would not change that experience for the world. So I thought that was cool. I thought I would share that little story with you guys, how that all unfolded for me. And yeah, so moving right along, I do want to go into something else that is sort of in the same vein, getting and creating what you want, right? Setting the intentions, releasing expectations around it. I spent time this weekend with a couple that are dear friends, newer friends, but dear friends quickly. And, you know, seeing and being close to them and seeing their interaction and seeing how, you know, they really care about each other. And as with all relationships, there's those issues where, you know, a lot of people don't think they're good together, or, you know, one person isn't showing up. In this case, you know, the girlfriend sometimes feels like the boyfriend is not emotionally available or showing up in the way that she wishes most, and getting the connection, the level of connection that she desires. And so I was thinking about it afterwards. Actually, it just kind of popped up today in my head. So I felt like it was a good direction to go with today's episode, talking about giving attention to the story that you want to see. And so, you know, of course, we talk about this a lot. Don't give any attention to a story you don't want to tell. There's actually a story that was floating around on the internet years back, how Brad Pitt talked about, you know, Angelina Jolie and how she was sort of going downhill and losing her health and their relationship was falling apart. And he started just focusing on the parts of her that he wanted to see instead of giving any attention to the things that were, quote unquote, wrong. And all of a sudden she made this miraculous transformation. Now, I was researching this story, and supposedly it was not later. It was linked back to, you know, hey, this actually wasn't written by Brad Pitt. It was written by someone else, and they claimed he wrote it. That's sort of neither here nor there, irrelevant. What I loved about that story, and I, of course, just summed it up there, was the idea behind it, because the idea behind it, I believe, is very solid and very true. If we can just start giving attention to the parts of the relationships in our lives that we want to see more of, and stop focusing on what's wrong. This is like such a key thing to stress over and over and over again, because it's so easy to focus on what's wrong with someone and what they're not doing, you know, what they're not doing that we wish they would. And meanwhile, the whole trick to creating your reality and learning the power of, you know, deliberate creation is, if you don't like something, give it no energy and learn to rewrite the way you operate and view that person. It becomes like it really is a necessity for it to become a very conscious, focused effort to create the person in the image that you want to see them. And obviously, if you're with them in a romantic relationship or otherwise, there's some very redeeming qualities, right? There's some reasons you are in a relationship with a person. So that is sort of the focal point. That is where we need to go. That's where we need to take our focus and energy and off of the things that are wrong. And that, of course, is what ultimately transforms any of the things you don't want to see. They have to sort of dissipate when they're no longer getting your energy, because everyone is showing up as you perceive them. They're a reflection in your own private universe. You're your own god or goddess in your own private world, and everyone that is coming into your world is a reflection of your vibration that you're holding. And this is such a key point, and it's something that I just, you know, like I said, it just popped into my head thinking of this wonderful couple, and particularly you know, the girl, and having a little bit of conversation with her about, you know, the desire for this person to be more connected. And so what I found actually was a clip here from Abraham. As you guys know, I love my Abraham clips. And this one is called Learn to Tell a New Story. I found it on Everyone is God's YouTube page. And it kind of has an annoying, someone even commented on it here in the comments. They said, you know, there's some weird like chimes they play in between that don't really seem appropriate in the middle of the clip. This person wrote as a comment, "What's the point in adding the creepy, scary movie demon children music in between segments? Isn't that kind of contrary to the message here?" So I don't know if it's demon music, but it's kind of I don't know. I don't really get the point of it. But if you can bear through the random breaks and chimes in this clip, it's about 10 minutes or so. The actual message here is really, really driving home the point of what I'm getting at. Let's take a listen.
Two stories are always possible, what you don't want, what you do want. So all you have to do is start to tell the old story and translate it. And start to tell the old story and translate it. And start to tell the old story and translate it. And pretty soon you don't have to translate it. The new story is more active. Unless you think that the story has to be factually accurate to what's caught up in terms of manifestation. So then you have to say, well, I'm telling the story of what's becoming, not the story of what has been. I'm telling the story of creation, not the story of regurgitation. So telling the new story that way is a little slower because there's this translation process. Life sucks. Life's quite good for me. Nothing's going the way I want it to. Things are getting better all the time. My body hurts. I feel pretty good today. It's not as satisfying, is it? In other words, do you want to tell the new story? We want to hear it.
It's been so long that it's hard to imagine.
It isn't hard.
It's not. That's what I have to get over.
It isn't hard. When you know what you don't want, you know what you do want. It's just that the criteria that you've been using, you've wanted to be truthful, you've wanted to be factual, you tell it for effect. Sometimes people tell the old story for humor. In other words, there's all kinds of reasons you tell the story because you've told the story. There are a lot of reasons that really aren't valid in terms of closing the gap at all. Mm-hmm. So we're not just giving you permission, we're demanding the new story. If we had the power and we don't, we would withdraw permission to tell the old story. In other words, if we had our way with you, you'd never tell that old story again. It's boring, it's old, and it won't get you to where you want to be. So let's hear the new story.
Okay. Okay, so I can't give the old piece and then the translation. I just start with the translation.
No, why not just jump right to the benefit that gave you?
My oldest son is prospering because he has strength. He has insight. He's
and stronger desire than he's ever had before in his entire life. So he's queued up for remarkably wonderful things.
Yes.
Well, we like it so far.
Okay. And I believe in that. I'm relating to his strength, not to...
We don't want to hear any back story. Okay. Just the story.
Okay, so...
We don't want you to tell us what parts of the new story you believe and what parts of the new story you don't believe.
Just the story.
We just want the story. Because if you tell it enough, you'll believe all of it.
What it looks like.
Don't dissect it in your mind. So this is the story of my thriving oldest son. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Short and sweet. We like it. Next.
Okay. Yeah, that feels right, actually. Okay.
The energy that creates worlds, a vortex opened. That's influence, you see. Sort of makes you want to tell more good stories, doesn't it?
Yeah, it feels right. It feels so full.
Because, you know why? Because you've been piecemealing that story together over life experience, and that's what it has culminated to. And now, with your words, you aligned with your true desire, your true creation, with what you got in the vortex just now. That simple. Wasn't it interesting? That simple. You got in the vortex where your influence is now strong. Who knew it could be so simple? Now, if you'd been dealing with a weaker co-creator, like friends, many therapists, you might have been allowed or encouraged to tell the old story. But you're too smart for that now. Any other topics you would like to tell us a story about?
Yes. My brother.
Now wait. Happy stories have happy titles. My brother. Not my brother. I'd like to tell you the positive, uplifting, heartwarming story of my brother. Practice in your mind before you say it. You were trying to slip the old story in. That's what you're trying to do. If not in content, in attitude.
Yeah. Well, this one I don't know how to start because I don't know where I'm...
Careful, don't get into the old story.
Okay, great. Okay.
You know where to start. You know what you want for your brother. Tell the story of your desire about your brother. Fast forward over there.
Okay. That he's happy and at peace wherever he is. Doesn't
sound like a happy slipped story. The old story in, didn't you?
Okay, yeah. I don't know how to... Well, like I'm...
So then this isn't a story about your brother. This is a story about you.
All right. Yes.
So tell that happy story.
Okay.
I don't need to know where my brother is. I don't need to know where anybody is. Elsie, lovable cat, Jerry and Esther's precious little cat, croaked. She is still as vivid in mind as she ever was. She still brings joy. In other words, whether she's physically focused, whether she's not, whether she is irrelevant, because she is a projection of thought that aligns or doesn't. So we don't care where your brother is either. This is the story of you. It's not the story of your brother.
I'm happily present with him where... At any time.
Give us more.
I feel free to communicate with him, connect with him, talk
and
with him.
And all relationships are about the potential of them. No relationship is really as it is. Every relationship, when you come together with a new lover, your relationship is mostly about the happily ever after you're hoping for. When you start a new job, your relationship is mostly about the fulfillment that you will find and the pleasure you will take from it and the co-creative that will be there. In other words, all relationships, if you would allow them to be, could be more about that future manifestation that you are reaching for. You could use that which you are wanting to be as the cornerstone of every relationship, and if you would do that, the relationship and fast would have to morph to meet your dominant desire. Don't let any relationship dictate the way you feel. You dictate the way you want to feel about every relationship, and when you do, the relationship must become what you have dictated. It is law. And you say, what about free will of the others? And we say, irrelevant. You're kidding. You mean I can conjure an image that matches what my source knows, and in doing so, find pleasure in the process of the thought, and I will control the outcome? Absolutely. That's what uplifting is. So as you are a well-wisher with detail, exaggerated detail, for the pleasure of pleasing you. Now here's the rub. You have to do it for the pleasure of your personal alignment, not for the reason of motivating someone else to a different life. Because in the moment that it switches to you doing it to try to make something happen with them, you're not telling the new story now, you're telling the old story. Or at least you've combined the elements, you see. Every relationship is a combination of a lot of things. So powerful deliberate creation and the key to happiness is to isolate from the relationship the best parts. form them into a working story that you keep alive in your vibration. And then through the process of isolating the best components, the other components, the less wanted components that are no longer active in your vibration, must fall away. Don't you love knowing that? That's what we call cleaning up your vibration. It's what we call aligning with who you really are. That's what we call coming into the vibration of upliftment. That's what we call deliberate creation. That's what we call the art of allowing. Allowing yourself to be a vibrational match to the best part of life that you've already sorted out, that the source within you is holding. You got to go over there where it's being held, and when you do, you'll feel wonderful.
As always, Abraham, on point, breaking this down and really giving us the perspective in detail. How do you do this? This is such a, you know, such a powerful realization that this is how you deliberately create, right? Start to tell, you know, start with that old story and you're translating it into something new. Tell the story of what's becoming, not what has been, she says. Tell the story of creation, not regurgitation. And, you know, if you tell it enough, you'll believe it. You've seen people who lie, people who are pathological liars that just, you know, they start believing their own lies. Even if they tell it enough, it's you're just bathing in that vibration. And if everything is vibration, which we know it is, right, as Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the universe, think in terms of frequency and vibration. Everything is vibration. So just keep bathing in what it is you want to see more of. What did she say? When you have a new lover, it's about the happily ever after you're hoping for. So you can use that which you're wanting any relationship to be as the cornerstone of what you focus on. Don't let how it is dictate how you feel. That's really the biggest thing here. And everyone slips into this, right? I'm looking at how it is and that's dictating how I feel. Dictate how you feel and how it is will change. She said it must become what you've dictated. It's law, you know, and of course, you've got the question of what about free will of others? And as what I would say here is, you know, she said irrelevant. You know, you can conjure an image and find pleasure and that controls the outcome. And to add to that, you know, free will of others there, you know, as I always say, there are no others. These are all reflections of self. There's only one of us in the room. You are the center of your own private universe. Everyone showing up in your world, including that partner, is a reflection of self. And what's so fun is when you ever play with this, when you play with creating people in the image you want to see them, man, it's just magical because they're going to show up the way you're creating. You realize you have so much control in your movie. And so many people are disempowered thinking it's all happening to them. She said, be a well-wisher with exaggerated detail for the pleasure of pleasing yourself and finding your personal alignment. And of course, you know, it's a fine line, of course, figuring out how to create so consciously, this powerful, deliberate creation. She said, you know, the rub is you can't be doing it to make something happen with them, because then you're bringing in the vibration of, you know, what's wrong. There's something wrong. You want to really get into playing with your own energy, not worrying so much about making something happen with them. And it's a subtle thing, right? It's not, this is not something that anyone has been taught in school, or, you know, none of us were shown how to create our reality in this way. So we've all just reacted our whole lives. And so it's certainly a conscious effort to start powerfully, deliberately creating. You know, and of course, the formula she gives is isolate in the relationships the best parts. Form them into a working story that you keep alive in your vibration. Then the less active ones must fall away. And those are, of course, the ones you didn't want to see more of, right? And this is how one cleans up their vibration. So it's such a powerful, powerful perspective and tool, and something that we're going to circle over and over and over again on the show, because it's, you know, it's one thing to understand it and it's another thing to get it. And we're doing the same thing here. Let's keep bathing in this idea, this vibration of how to create our reality, create others in the way we want them to show up. And by doing so, we keep telling the story, keep telling it enough, you know, if you tell it enough, you'll believe all of it. And if you believe all of it, then you're going to see everything change. So another beautiful day in paradise. So grateful to be here with you all and to get to connect and share in this way. I have to pinch myself. Life is a beautiful dream that keeps getting better. And I hope you're choosing to create your life more beautifully than the day before. So every day essentially is the best day of your life, right? That sounds like a good plan to me. I do have a song to leave you guys with that is lovely and appropriate. And I love this artist, Jim James. And the song is called "The World's Smiling Now."
In the world.